One of my friends wrote me, like one of those e-cards, you know? You know how everything now, when you go on like Instagram or Facebook, everything is a wacky e-card. It's usually like a little old lady with a parasol, and it's like all old-timey looking, and then it says something really fun in the corner, like, oh, I love to cook with wine. Sometimes I even put it in the food. You know, like, dumb fucking things. So I get one from one of my friends yesterday. She's telling me that she's pregnant, and the e-card, it says, it might be pink, it might be blue, all we know is we are due. And I was like, what the fuck is this? What is this? So I write her back and I said, I don't know what this is. What is this? What is this about? And she goes, I'm pregnant. And I said, well, how do you know if you're pregnant if it's not pink or blue? And she was like, no, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. So, and I was like, oh. And she goes, do you not want me to tell you news anymore? And I was like, man, just tell me normal. Just send a normal text that says I'm pregnant, and then I'll know, and I can say congratulations or whatever. You know, like, is that how we're doing everything now with a fun poem? Like, what if it's bad news, you know? Like, what if you take your pregnancy test and it's bad news? Do you send out an e-card the next day like, oh, the results are in. I laughed and I cried. Planned Parenthood tomorrow. Who wants to give me a ride? Maybe I have a fallback career now. E-card writing. I just feel like people get a little obnoxious now when they have kids. Like, I'm always happy for people when they have kids. Like, here's an example. One of my friends recently, he was always like saying he didn't want to have a kid. And then recently he had a little boy. And he was very excited. And he was like, you know, his wife, when he met his wife, he just changed his mind. And I always thought that was a really nice story. She didn't make him change his mind. He just met her and was like, I want to have a baby with you. So that's cool, right? So everyone's happy for him. But now he's a dick. Now he's just so uppity about everything. Like, we were hanging out the other day, and I was showing him a picture of my car, because I had just gotten a new car, and I was like, oh, it's brand new, and I, like, bought it, and like, I was so excited, and I'm showing it to him, and he goes, oh, Sarah, I used to show people pictures of my car, too. But now I have a baby. And I know what's important. Oh, fuck you, right? I was like, well, your baby doesn't have a sunroof. So obnoxious, too. Like, one of my other friends always makes fun of me because I babysit, but apparently I put the diaper on backwards. And she loves to give me shit the next day. Oh, yeah, you can't figure it out. You put the diaper on backwards. Put the diaper on backwards. You know what? It still caught it. That's the point, isn't it? I mean, how about your baby still shits his pants and he's 8? She said, he's 2. I was like, well, he is oversized.